Well, you made it. Christmas is finally here. The shopping is done. The presents have been opened. And it really seems like the birthday of Jesus breaks the bank. You know, the average American family spends hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if not a few thousands of dollars, on Christmas. And if we tried to practice the 12 days of Christmas as it's sung in that popular carol, we would have to take out a second mortgage. One bank estimates that it would cost $100,000 to buy the turtle doves and leaping lords and golden rings that we sing about. Christmas is a costly holiday. Now, we usually think of this in terms of finances, but Christmas also requires a lot from us relationally. During the holidays, we spend a great deal of time, effort, and energy on our relationships. You know, from visits to our relatives to parties with our Sunday school classes, Christmas demands a lot from us. Of course, God paid the greatest price to connect with us by becoming a human being. And John speaks about this when he wrote, "The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." Now, history tells us that when John wrote those words, the church was battling a false teaching called Docetism. This false belief said that Jesus didn't actually take on flesh and bone and become a real, breathing human being. It taught that Jesus' presence on earth was just an illusion because it would have been too big of a demotion for God. God wouldn't come down to be a human being, they taught. But John fired back against that teaching. He said, "You're wrong. I knew Jesus. I walked with Him. I talked with Him. I hugged the guy. I broke bread with him. I saw with my own eyes that God's own Son entered the world to save His people. I witnessed the Word become flesh. I even watched Jesus die on the cross for us." The relational cost of Christmas is high, and we see that in God's actions. The Lord went to great lengths to connect with us. And that example teaches us how to best build relationships with other people. And it begins by sharing three simple things: sharing space, sharing experiences, and sharing our hearts. And let me start with the first one, sharing space. See, God entered the space of our world so that there would be common ground between us. The Lord wanted to connect with us by coming into the world to be a human being so that we could better understand the true nature of God. Sharing space is one of the ways that the Lord chooses to relate with you and me. Now, how does this affect us? Well, I think there are a million different ways, but let me give you just one example. If you have had a major conflict with a friend or a family member, and let's say you're avoiding that person, then it may mean that you need to set up a lunch and have a difficult but necessary conversation just to work things out. Remember, we can't make an impact on someone else if we're refusing to share space with them. We need to come together, and sharing space is essential in building relationships. Now, not only does God share space with us, but the Lord goes further. John tells us that the Word became flesh and lived among us. Jesus changed the lives of 12 disciples by inviting them and encouraging them to take part in His life. He involved them in miraculous healings and raising people from the dead. He brought them together with lots of other people to break bread and to talk about life. And in doing this, He built trust and He made great friendships. Now, Christmas time gives us loads of opportunities to share experiences with others, which is pretty easy to do when friends, family, and food are around every corner. That's a recipe for great fellowship. But we can take that a step further by working to build trust and to strengthen our relationships. And let's not stop doing this once the holidays are over, because Jesus is inviting us to share our lives with other folks all the time. See, the purpose of sharing space and sharing experiences is so that ultimately we can share our hearts. Now, Jesus shared his heart with us in everything that he did, but most especially on the cross, where he sent us a message. He said, "This is how much I love the world. I'm willing to die for it." And because Jesus shared his heart with us, he expects us to do the same with others. And we find this idea in another passage where John said, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." In other words, we can relate to people in the same way that Christ relates to us. We can tell the truth. We can talk about our faith. We can share our fears. We can even speak to our hopes. And I want to point out that relating to other people on a deep level like this is rarely easy, especially when it involves healing broken relationships or signing up for big commitments. Relationship building requires sacrifice, and Jesus knew this. He entered into this world knowing full well that he came to his own, but his own people would not receive him. Now, this would ultimately cost him his life, and yet it's through the cross that we see God's love for us. Jesus shared his space, his experiences, and his heart so that we might learn and grow from his example. And the great message of Christmas is that God came into this world to be a human being so that we can better understand God, learn from that example, and more fully believe that God understands who we are and what we go through. And that is the good news of Christmas. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, we are full of joy today as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. His birth lets us know that we are infinitely loved and that you desire a deeper relationship with each of us. His life shows us, Lord, how to live and to build relationships with others. And we pray that we will seek to deepen our relationships with you and with those around us. We pray that we will live more like Jesus and that we will strive to live with your love in all that we do. We pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.